Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 46. It is Tuesday, July 5th, and I was hoping I'd get this up Sunday, and I didn't, which doesn't surprise me. It's been a busy few days getting prepared for the 4th, a lot of pie making, a lot of banana pudding making, also a lot of sewing. I wasn't sewing for the 4th, I was sewing for myself. It's been fun. I am almost done, at least with the quilt top for the Kona Challenge quilt, the Robert Kaufman Modern Quilt Guild Kona Solids Challenge, and I've had a good time with that. I'm also working on some kitchen curtains, and just been great to be back on the machine. I was out of town from about June 18th to the 28th or 29th. It was a long stretch for me, and I got home, and of course it took a couple days to recover from my travels. I had a great time at Ocracoke Island, and also had a good time in New Orleans. I went there for the American Library Association Summer Convention, and that was a lot of fun, but absolutely exhausting. Let me tell you, if you want to get in touch with me, and I would love if you did, you can email me at fdowell@mindspring.com. You can stop by my blog sites. There is the WordPress site, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and that's where I post my pictures, and I hope to have a couple pictures posted for your viewing pleasure to go along with this episode. You can also visit me at Podbean, which is offkilterquilt.podbean.com, and leave me a message. If you email me, fdowell@mindspring.com, I will do my best to email you back promptly. I am quite delinquent in my correspondence with Kathy. Kathy, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It has been like 2 months, and I'm going to email you back. I really am. It's just, it's been crazy, 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 but now it's not crazy anymore. I'm going to be very organized with my life in a beautiful way, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. Let me say thank you to the people who commented on episode 45, which I posted a couple weeks ago. And got a lot of great comments. Got wonderful, helpful comments from Noni, as always. You know, a few episodes ago, Tanisha over at Crafty Garden Mom kind of gave a really lovely shout out to Noni. And I know that a lot of us listening said, were saying, hear, hear. You know, Noni's just amazing and part of this community. And always offers great suggestions. If I think of it, I'm going to link to a blog post of hers in which she instructs us, and me in particular, on how to do a sort of wonky setting for blocks, and that was really, really helpful. Heard from Cindy. Cindy is someone I also need to get in touch with. She sent me the most beautiful postcard from Ireland. As you remember, Cindy's over at Fluffy Sheep Quilting, and she is working on a kind of online quilters community quilt, and I know a number of you sent 2-inch squares to Cindy, and can't wait to see the final product. It's going to be beautiful. Heard from Vanessa in Australia, who liked the modern blocks just fine. She thought they were a little plain looking, and Vanessa, that's because those are the blocks for the Kona Solid Challenge. So that's the fabric I was given to use. Was solid fabric, and you know, it is kind of Amish looking, as you say, and I like that look. I'm also enjoying doing work with prints as well. A little solid will go a long way, definitely. Heard from Susan and Kelly the Fifth, who asked me to talk a little bit about my Outer Banks experience, which I do, I believe, in one of the quilt diaries. It's beautiful. Again, we went to Ocracoke Island, and I got a really nice email from Kathleen, who said that was one of her favorite places to go in the world. And it is mine as well. It is beautiful. There are sea oats. There are pelicans. Love the pelicans. And just a beautiful beaches. That's National Park. So the beaches are pristine, maybe overstating it, but they're really lovely. Got a wonderful comment from Quilter Caroline in the UK, who let me know that she has posted a review on UK iTunes. Do you know, I didn't really realize there was a separate iTunes for the UK, but it makes sense that there would be. Anyway, and it's my first, so I'm very excited to go check that out. Thank you, Caroline. Thanks to Robin, who is, when she posted this comment, she had not watched Stitched yet, she was the Stitched DVD winner, is offering to put Stitched back out into the universe. So we're going to do another Stitched giveaway here soon. Isn't that generous? She said she tends just to watch movies once, and I know there's so many to watch. I do a lot of repeats. I tend to just read books once now because there's not enough time. But Stitched is wonderful. It's worth a watch, but it's also worth sharing. So we will get that giveaway going here in the next podcast or two. Got a wonderful comment from Rhonda over at Quilture in the Gap. I hope you are listening to that podcast. I've just gotten caught up and just love Rhonda. So much fun to listen to. Just someone you want to be friends with. So listen to Rhonda, Quilture in the Gap. And got a wonderful comment from Kathy in Atlanta. And I've been talking about canning. And in fact, thank you to Gail, who sent me some wonderful canning accessories, which was so, so kind. And Kathy, who grew up in Georgia, said there was a huge fig tree in my grandma's backyard, so we always had fig preserves, but we also made strawberry fig preserves, and she sent me the recipe. So if you're looking for a fig preserve recipe, go by my WordPress site, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and you can find Kathy's recipe, and I can't wait to try it. The figs are growing on our fig trees. They are not quite ripe. I think it's going to be a couple more weeks, but I definitely want to do fig preserves. Thank you, everyone. Thanks also to Sherry D and to Pam, who posted over on my Podbean blog, and they had something more things to say about irons. Let me tell you, I am enjoying my Rowenta iron. It is really heavy. I hope I never, ever drop it on my foot. I still think it's kind of a pain that it doesn't shut all the way off when it's been standing unused for a while, that it cools down significantly, but it doesn't shut all the way off. That doesn't seem quite right to me, but I really love the heaviness of it. It really is just a great pressing iron. So I've enjoyed it. I hope that it lasts. It does sound for some people like it, they replace it if it stops working, but that's kind of a drag to keep having to get your iron replaced. We'll see how it works out. So far, so good. So that is it. I want to thank everybody who has commented or emailed, and I will do my best to respond to any emails and any questions in a prompt fashion. I'm hoping now that I'm home and I only have one trip planned, and that's to go see my parents. So it's not a business trip, and it'll be fun. It's my dad's 75th birthday. Mom, I'm planning to interview you for the podcast again. We need to get caught up with you. People like hearing what you have to say. I think that's probably true with everyone you know. Anyway, but going to go to Kentucky in August, but don't really have a lot of travel set up for the fall, which I'm very, very excited about. I like staying home. I need just long periods of time to do my work, whatever that work is, whether it's writing or quilting or just kind of taking care of my house. And my house needs very serious taking care of right now. It is quite the mess, but every day there's something else to do. Our garden is starting to come to fruition. In fact, this afternoon I made our first batch of spaghetti sauce from our tomatoes, which I'm actually going to freeze and have later in the winter when the frost has come, because we have so many tomatoes that we can have plenty of fresh tomato sauce whenever we want it. So, but that was really neat. I got a food mill, and I milled the tomatoes, and I sautéed onions, not from our garden, but from the farmer's market, and I put in some garlic from our garden and some basil from our garden. So it's very, it tastes so good. These tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, man, there is nothing better. And on that note, on to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It is Friday, July 1st. I am back from my travels. All is well. All went well. Made it through a week's vacation with the family, still feeling like I wanted them to be my family by the end of the week. There were isolated moments throughout the week where, I wondered a little bit about that. The man and I have been together about 20 years now, married 17 at the end of this month, and seems a waste to throw all that away just because people are really irritating you to death. But sometimes, girl, thinks about apartments, hardwood floors, cups of tea. Not a cat for me, but a dog. My dog, actually. I would be taking my dog. But for the most part, those moments were isolated, and we did have a good time at Ocracoke, which is a beautiful, wonderful place. And one of my favorite things about it is it's a very bike-friendly place. There are cars, but bikers and pedestrians really have right of way and are highly respected. And Jack was able to ride his bike a lot, and he really enjoyed that independence. He could ride to the bookstore in town, which is a very good bookstore, and the library, and just read magazines and go get a Coke, and just the kind of things he can't really do here. It's just not a safe biking place. Our neighborhood is. He could ride around our neighborhood, but he can't really safely ride just someplace to get a Coke. So that was really fun. It was cool. The beach is beautiful. It's National Seashore, so they were just pristine and have lifeguards, which they need because the surf is a little bit rough. But we had a good week, and then I came back and went to New Orleans right away and had fun. Met a lot of people, saw a lot of people that I know, saw our middle school librarian was there. This was the American Library Association summer meeting. A big, big deal, lots of fun, had a good time, got to go to the Newbery Caldecott Book Award banquets. And those, and if you're familiar with children's literature, you know those are the big awards. I didn't win one, I haven't won one, probably will never win one, but the banquets are really lovely and the speeches are always very good, so enjoyed that. I am so happy to be home. Can't even tell you what fun it is to be here, even though, man, it's a mess. And today, it's Friday, and I've been pretty good about getting caught up on laundry. I have some folding that needs to be done. And just little by little, putting the house back into order. And today I am working on my Robert Kaufman Modern Quilt Guild Challenge, you know, with the Kaufman Kona fabric. I'm almost done with my little 6-inch blocks. And so what I'm doing is I'm working a little bit on my quilt and then working a little bit in the kitchen. What I really need to do is clean the refrigerator. It is icky, has a lot of stuff that needs to be thrown away. I'm putting that off till tomorrow. It's a big job. You know what? I hate my appliances. I didn't buy them. They came with the house. And my oven is horrible. It's tiny. And my refrigerator, it's a side-by-side, which I know nowadays you can only get side-by-side, but it's too small. So let me complain a little bit about my really sad life. Bad fridge. Hard to clean. Hard to clean fridge. Hard to clean. But I'm not cleaning it today, so let's not worry about it. I am sewing and just ignoring the fridge for other things that need to be done. At 4, I have to go pick up Jack. He's been doing drama camp all week. And then tonight is the play. They're doing Tom Sawyer. He seems to have liked it. He's a really quiet kid, and it's hard to get much out of him. But I find that once I stop trying to get much out of him, I get a little bit more out of him. And I think he's having a good time. I think he really likes the camp leaders. And it's funny. So these are, we got connected with this camp through a friend of mine who homeschools. And the young man and woman who run the camp, they're actually brother and sister. I don't know if they're in college now or recent college graduates, but they've been doing this camp for a few years. They themselves were homeschoolers. A lot of the kids are homeschoolers. And it's just, I think that they're really in control of the kids in a way that Jack has been to other camps where the adult or the young adult has not been so in control. And Jack likes rules, and he likes people to follow the rules or the rules to be enforced. So I think that that makes him happy. Anyway, so I've got to do that and then go to the play and then hopefully come back and finish up any work I need to do on these blocks, because tomorrow I need to go to Thimble Pleasures and do the background fabric. And Noni very kindly, and I don't think I brought this up, I think, did I last time? Don't know, but I'll bring it up again. Sent me directions for setting these blocks kind of off kilter, which I want to do. So that's very cool, and I will try to remember to post a link to Noni's directions. I believe she put it up on her blog as well. So thank you, Noni, but that's what I'm going to do. I am thinking of the background fabric. May go with a kind of burgundy. I'm thinking kind of a flat burgundy. Again, the colorway for these fabrics is like whatever, dust, dirt. I think it's dust. I think it's or dusty, you know, just of the earth. And so I don't know. I'll have to take the blocks with me and look around and see what's going to work for the sashing or whatever, for the larger block, the block setting. And I really doubt I'm going to have time to quilt this quilt before next week. Maybe I will, but I kind of feel like if I finish the quilt top, that will be a victory. And at the meeting where the fabric was distributed, they were very much like, whatever you have, bring it. You know, you don't have to quilt it. So I will feel good if I have a quilt top. We'll see how it turns out. I like my little blocks. I think they're cute. Finding the background fabric is going to be really, really important. So I hope I am inspired when I get there. And I can use any fabric. I don't actually have to use the Kona fabric because you are allowed to use one outside fabric. I was reading Jay's blog the other day, Art Quilt Maker, and she showed a quilt that a friend of hers had made for this. It was quite lovely. And the friend had to go out and buy more Robert Kaufman Kona fabric. And Jay wondered if that wasn't the point of this challenge. And I thought that too, Jay. I think that, you know, of course, she's giving out these charm packs. But you know what? I think he's probably selling for every charm pack he gave away. Say, and I don't know how much yardage is in a charm pack, but he's probably sold three times that amount of yardage. So say if it were 1 yard in a charm pack, no idea if that's true. You know, then he probably has sold 3 yards on top of that for people who are messing up or need more fabric to do something else. So yes, I think that he's probably profiting off of this quite nicely. So that is my story right now. I'm planning to finish this up. I'm looking around. I have this fabric for Will's quilt that I'm doing that I'm eager to get back to just to kind of do something different. It's nice to change things up. And I have to get in touch with Jay, who, by the way, was on Creative Mojo a couple weeks ago now and was quite fabulous. And one thing I remember asking Jay a while back if she'd ever thought about doing a podcast herself, because she is a font of knowledge and information and wisdom. And she said no, because she didn't think she had a nice enough voice. And since we've been Skyping, I've wondered about that, because I like Jay's voice very much. And if you listen to her on Creative Mojo, where she is, by the way, charming and hilarious and just, you know, it's just great. It made me think again, she has a great radio voice, a great podcast voice. You know, nowadays, and Sandy's brought this up as well, it's like it's so great to have new podcasts, but once people start podcasting, they don't have as much time for commenting and interacting. And so you're like, you don't know whether to encourage someone who, you know, you think would do a great podcast to start podcasting, because you kind of want them to be your friend and still comment and, you know, not go away from you. And I've done that too. It's like I used to comment on Sandy's podcasts all the time because I love them, and now I don't as much, although I email her a little bit, and she's great. Anyway, so that's it for right now. I hope that tomorrow night I'm going to have a good report about the background fabric for the Robert Kaufman quilt, and I don't know what else. I'm kind of just looking forward to going and looking at fabric. I'm also going to look at fabric. I need to make some curtains for my kitchen, and it's tempting to just go to Joann's because I don't care that much about the quality of the fabric. You know, it's kitchen curtains are going to get messy and whatever. But, you know, I went to Joann's a while back to look for fabric for these curtains. I didn't find anything that I loved. And I'm really thinking red and white. I think that my kitchen needs a punch of color. It's a nice sort of country French blue, but it needs a little red in it. I just think so. And there's red throughout the kitchen and my family room. It's all one big space. It's kind of, you step up into a breakfast area and then go over to the kitchen, and I think some red would be nice. We'll tie things in. So I want to look for some cute red fabric for curtains, and just look at magazines, you know, and just kind of get back into the quilty swing of things, because I felt really out of it. I should say I did not quilt at all when I was gone. I took Hidden Stars to hand quilt at the beach, and that didn't work out. Partly the house we rented, which was okay. I mean, it was clean and it was functional. There was nothing wrong with it. But I think we're going to go back to Ocracoke next year. We enjoyed it so much. But I don't think we're going to rent this house. We'd like to find something a little more special and cozy. But it was very poorly lit. So that was part of it. I kind of couldn't see where I would quilt comfortably. I just felt like I wasn't going to have enough light. And also, you know, when you go to the beach, you spend so much time during the day outside in the sun, you know, at the beach itself or riding bikes or walking around. And that's the lovely thing about Ocracoke is, even though it might be 94 degrees, there's always a breeze and there's lots of shade. So you get hot walking around, but you can walk around. And so we did. We spent a lot of time going hither and yon in the middle of the day. So, you know, by the time nighttime rolls around, you're just kind of falling asleep around 9. I do a lot of napping on the couch from about 9 to midnight where I'm reading, and then the book falls on my face and it wakes me up and I read some more. So it just wasn't, as I suspect it might be the case, was not a great quilty spot. So I did, I packed the quilt with me and took it to New Orleans. And I didn't work on it at all. I didn't really have time in New Orleans. It was very busy. It was fun, though, because I saw a marketing person from Simon & Schuster, who I met last year, and she's in the children's division. Very fun, funny New Yorker. I enjoyed getting to know her last year, and this year we got to spend a little bit more time together. It turns out she's a quilter and a knitter, and, as it would turn out, a needlepointer, which I am not. But that was neat, so we bonded some more over that. In fact, I need to send her some quilt pictures. I told her I would. Chrissy, very fun. Very fun to meet a fellow quilter. And I got a wonderful email from somebody, and I don't have it. I'll bring it up later when I sort of roll back around and do the front part of the show, who, from New Orleans, so kindly emailed me right before my trip and said, "Do you need to know where the quilt shops are, and I'll tell you," which I just thought was so sweet. I hope to go back to New Orleans at some point and as a tourist, because this was more a business trip, and I did get to see the Garden District. I did a reading at a bookstore down there, and it's beautiful, and our driver took us like past, you know, Anne Rice's house and Peyton Manning's house, or Eli, or one of them. I think the whole family has houses down there. So that was quite wonderful, but I didn't do a lot of sightseeing, but I hope to go back down again sometime, and then I will need recommendations for quilt shops and other places in New Orleans. All right, I'm going to go back to work on my quilt. I've got a little bit before I need to take Will and Gavin, who are upstairs playing electronic Monopoly. They're so funny. They're such jocks. They had a baseball game last night. Will made a great play, backhanded. He plays third because he's the only kid who can throw from third to first, and he made a backhanded catch. I wasn't there. I was there for half the game and then had to leave and go for my book club. By the way, read a really good book for book club, although we didn't discuss it because someone's getting divorced, so that's what we discussed. Case Histories by Kate Atkinson. She's British, and she has this is the first book in a series of books starring a particular detective named Jackson something. And it's Brit, and I enjoyed it very much. It was really fun, sort of getting involved in the story, was interested in the characters. So I would recommend that. And apparently there are several other books with starring the same detective. And she also has a book, it's something like Scenes from Behind a Museum, something like that, which we read for book club many years ago, and I also recall enjoying. So there's a book recommendation for you. I'm also almost finished at the beach a book called High on the Hog by Jessica Harris, which is about African-American influence on American cooking. Really, really fun and very interesting. And I finished an amazing book, nonfiction, The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson, about the Great Migration of African Americans out of the South into the North and to the West. And it reads like a novel, and I would highly recommend that. It just came out last year. Just a wonderful, wonderful book. So I got it for Christmas and had read about half of it and just didn't have the extended period of time. It's the sort of book where you do need a chunk of time to read it, because if you're putting it down, there are three narratives you're following, three life stories. And I found I was putting it down so much that I would have to, every time I picked it up, get reacquainted. It's just a busy time. And so that doesn't, the fact, you know how life is. Sometimes you have a big extended time to read and sometimes you don't. So it was nice to take it to the beach and finish it. Wonderful, wonderful book. So those are my book recommendations. I hope to be back tomorrow with my report about Thimble Pleasures and being all quilty and fun, and then get this posted on Sunday and get back on my schedule. So talk to you soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Sunday, July 3rd. We are playing hooky from church. The boys are not complaining. They're becoming totally unchurched. We do this a lot in the summer. We get really lazy and just pray that God forgives us. Yes. So anyway, I had a good quilty day yesterday. I did go to Thimble Pleasures and I got the burgundy that I thought was right. I think it's, I don't know, maybe not burgundy. Maybe it's more maroon, which is redder. I think maroon is being more purple. Or is burgundy more purple? Maybe this is just red. I'm sure, you know, if I looked on the bolt of fabric, I could have actually at that time learned what color I got. I don't know. I'm going to take pictures. What I've done so far is I used Noni's method for tilting blocks for three of the blocks. And after I did those three, I thought, you know, I don't want them all tilted. Also, Noni just has posted so far directions for tilting blocks to the left. I'm sure that many of you could look at those directions and intuitively understand like how to reverse them to tilt to the right. I can't do that. My brain just clutches and starts saying, I need oxygen when I start trying to do that. So I knew I couldn't tilt to the right. Also, I'm not, it may be me, I don't know. I'm not getting them quite wonky enough, so really the blocks more look like anything like they're set on point. And I don't want all of them quite that tilted. So now I'm just doing, just putting on borders on each square to make 10.5-inch blocks. And the borders, so I've got 6-inch squares at the center. My shoe fly squares are 6 inches. And now I'm putting 12 inch by 3-inch strips to set them, and then cutting a squaring off so I have a 10.5-inch block, and just making them a little wonky. So I'm going to keep the more tilted blocks, the three tilted blocks, and you know, intersperse them throughout. This is just going to be a 9-block quilt. But I'm having fun. I think I could probably finish the blocks today. It's just, you know, it's really easy doing this, and I'm enjoying it. I also have some other stuff to do. I just picked a ton of basil, and I need to either make pesto or at very least chop up the basil in the food processor and mix it with some olive oil and freeze it, and then I can make pesto with it later. I've heard, it's funny, I've been searching on the internet. I'm a big pesto fan, and I think some people just make pesto and freeze it. I've also heard, like, make everything but don't include the oil with it. Other things say just chop up the basil and with the oil and freeze it. I don't know. So I'm trying different ways of that, but I picked a bunch. So I've got to do that. We've also got a ton of tomatoes. And I think I'm going to make some spaghetti sauce. Also making banana pudding for 4th of July tomorrow. We go over to my friend Daniil's every year. This year, Jack is making two pies. We are in charge of dessert. He's making a lemonade pie, strawberry lemonade pie and a key lime pie. And he's going to make those today because a lot of times pies like that, you know, they need to set and oftentimes are better the next day. And banana pudding is better the next day. I make the Food Lion Nilla wafer side of the box recipe banana pudding with whipped cream and instant pudding, and it's chilled, not baked. And I have to say, it's fabulous. If you want the recipe, email me and I'll send it to you. It's very popular. When I was at Thimble Pleasures, by the by, I also found fabric for curtains. I'm going to take some pictures after I finish recording this quilt diary to post, and I will take a picture of my curtain fabric, which is quite lovely, I think, and will work quite well. And I'm thinking, if I make curtains and get them hung up, I may actually clean the rest of the kitchen, you know, to meet up to the expectations of the curtains. That may be all that's going to do it, because I keep looking around there going, I really need to clean this sucker, and I can't. Do you know, if you just heard a sound of panic in my voice, I've been making cookies with Will. So Will's like 11 o'clock this morning. He's like, I'm bored. I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so I have a whole list of like 25 things for him to do, and they're all wonderful, great things. He's like, I don't want to do any of this, except maybe bake something. And so we bake chocolate cookies, and we actually haven't baked them because the dough has to chill, but it involved melting chocolate and sugar, you know, butter and all this stuff. Well, I just looked down at my arm, and there is a kind of cockroach size splotch of butter on my arm. And to see that unexpectedly will make you go, whoa, but it's just chocolate. It's fine. I'll wash it off in just a second. That kind of freaked me out. Anyway, got to clean the kitchen. Not inspired to clean the kitchen, but the curtains might inspire me. A lot of things on my to-do list, other, you know, besides finishing the Modern Quilt Guild Challenge and getting some serious work done on Will's quilt. The funny thing is, every once in a while, I see the Razzle Dazzle blocks, which are all done and just need to be sewn together, which I do believe I'm going to do without any sashing. Wouldn't take but an afternoon to do, and yet I keep forgetting about it. It's just there. I keep forgetting. I need to do that. Although I do think I may, that's what I may do for my sister-in-law. Make the quilt, make it for her for Christmas. And so, of course, thinking about that, I keep, you know, it's like, well, I don't have to really work on that till later, but it'd be really nice to do it now. And also, I want to make my editor a quilt for Christmas, and I need to start thinking about that, and I need to get in touch with Jay and start getting back on the pony for the sampler quilt, which I'm looking over at the blocks. There's six now, and they look neat. They look neat. As I've said before, very pink. How'd they get that pink? I don't know. Wasn't planning on making a pink quilt, but it's, I like it, and, you know, there's got to be some pink in this house. I do have my girly girl reading quilt. That's very pink, but hey, this can be pink too. Funny though, wasn't my plan. Just went after the colors I liked and the fabrics I liked. This is also, but these blocks are on my cardboard cutting board. You know, that sort of one kind of cardboard cutting board you get for sewing that folds up and is now covered with a big piece of flannel. And yesterday I was looking again at the O. Franson design wall that she built, and I need to get on that. It looks very easy. It's also something maybe Will can help me do. Will and I have some projects to do, especially since one of his best friends, Wynn, is at the beach this week, and his other best friend, Gavin, will be here until Wednesday, he leaves with his family from Ohio. So we're going to have some serious projects for Will at the end of the week, and I think one of those is going to be, we're going to build some bat houses for the yard, because if you have bats, they eat the mosquitoes, and Will really, the mosquitoes love Will, and we need to get rid of them. So we're going to do that, I think, with my 4th of July friend Daniil, and her daughter Erin, who is Will's age. They've known each other all their lives. Whenever we get together, they have a great time together, but I don't think Will would ever say, "Oh, I want to play with someone. I want to play with Erin," because he's 8 and a half, so he's really into that girl stink thing. Even though he's actually friends with lots of girls, but he doesn't actively seek out their company. But Daniil and I have decided this would be a good project for them to work on together, and they do have fun together, even if they are the wrong gender for one another right now. They won't be later. Anyway, so that's a project. Those are projects on my list to do. I am having this, thinking about the Modern Quilt Guild, the Robert Kaufman Kona Challenge. As I've been doing it, it's interesting to do a challenge, because I'm not, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, I am a project-oriented girl. I'm goal-oriented, so it's like, I'm going to make this quilt for my bed. I'm going to make this quilt for my editor. I have very specific purposes for quilts, and so it's always interesting to me just to make something for the heck of it. I did that like last year with one of Sandy's creativity challenges, and it was fun, and I enjoyed it. But there's always a little part of me going, but what's the point? What's the purpose of this? What are you going to do with this? You know, this very practical side of me. And I do think, you know, what I'm very pleased with this red fabric. It is Kona, and it's a Kona solid, and it's part of the line. So of course, I figured it probably would go, and it does. And, you know, I could see this quilt definitely hanging on my wall in here. And by here, I mean my quilting space, the former dining room, now mine, all mine, which doesn't really have that much on the walls, and it really needs some quilt action on the walls. It may get hidden stars as well, just because when I first finished the hidden stars top and I wanted to see it and I hung it up in here, it just looked fantastic. And, you know, I initially made hidden stars for the couch, but now I don't want my children and my dog all over it. So it may go up in here, but this Kona quilt, which we are calling the Shoe Fly Pie quilt, it might work. It's the red is the right, my walls are, cornmeal yellow, and I think it'll work with this. So I'm feeling, I have to say, it makes me, I feel like I'm imposing meaning, I'm imposing purpose on this quilt, which somehow satisfies a need in me, you know, to not just do something for the heck of it, although I think psychologically it would probably be good for me to do a few more things just for the heck of it. Just how I am. I mean, it's why I finished projects, you know, because I'm purpose-oriented and goal-oriented, but sometimes I think for creative people, of which I am one, I believe, I think it's good just to do things for the heck of it. So, but I'm not doing it for the heck of it anymore now, am I? I'm doing it for a wall hanging. But I'm glad that I like it. I don't think it's going to be an ugly quilt. I think it's going to be a cute quilt, and I like that especially. I am getting caught up with my podcast. It's so funny because everyone, I get emails or comments from people. Oh, I just got caught up with your last three episodes. And I do the same thing with other people's podcasts. You know, you get behind and you feel like you ought to get caught up. And you always do when you sit down and finally start listening and have some time to listen, which, and I listen a lot while I'm quilting. You know, it's so enjoyable. I just did a three hit of Pam over at Hip to Be Square, who, by the way, go look at her picture of her Kona challenge, her Robert Kaufman Kona Modern Quilt Guild Challenge quilt. Beautiful, amazing, beautiful thing. She is a really talented quilter. So go check that out. But you know, got three doses of Pam all in a row, which was a lot of fun. And I'm getting caught up with Tanisha and all sorts of people I got to get caught up with. But it's funny because people say the same to me. Oh, I just got caught up with you. And you know, I'm like, I don't want to be a burden, do you? And really, you can skip episodes because, you know, I just kind of ramble. But I did listen to Tanisha. I think not her most recent, but maybe the second to last. And she reviews, is it Major Pettigrew's Last Stand? I think it's that. I think it's Major Pettigrew. I think it's Major Pettigrew's Last Stand. I just want to confirm, affirm, say yay, wonderful book, now out in paper. I loved it. And I think they're making it into a movie, which will be quite fabulous if they cast it right. They need to do Jim Broadbent for Major Pettigrew. Anyway, that is a good beach read. It's a good non-beach read. It's serious enough to make you feel like you're reading something of substance, but fun enough to make it go really fast and not make you feel like, well, you're reading something of substance. So just want a second Tanisha's recommendation on that. All right, I'm going to wrap up here and then go back and, well, take some pictures of what I'm doing and wash this chocolate smudge freaking me out on my arm. And then perhaps tonight we'll record the beginning of this so I can get back on my Sunday posting schedule. Record the introduction, I think is what I mean. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get some good quilting done. I hope you enjoyed the 4th. If you're like me and you, the 4th isn't your favorite holiday because, well, you really hate the Beach Boys and don't really care about fireworks, hopefully you're going to eat some good food. I know I will eat good food because Danielle's husband, Chris, is making shrimp burgers and they will be good and I will see my friends and I will have fun. And it's not that I don't have patriotic feelings. I do have patriotic feelings. I just so hate the Beach Boys. I also hate that song, Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues. Is that The Who? Because, you know, I like The Who. Always like The Who. Hate that song. Hate that song. I don't know. There's something about summer, which in general I'm really enjoying right now because our garden is so wonderful and we're just having a great time eating tomatoes and everything is beautiful. But I really dislike any period of time where you're just supposed to be having the time of your life. I have the time of my life sometimes, and I have really bad times sometimes. I don't need imposed cultural expectations of when I'm going to have fun. Do you know what I mean? Maybe not. But the Beach Boys, we may or may not agree on. Wow, I hate the Beach Boys. Anyway, on that positive note, have a great 4th, do some good work, and stay in touch. Take care. Bye.